This is the VOA, or the DX Audio Service for July 1994. With an intro like that, we should ask our good friend John Vodnik down at the Voice of America transmitter site to put this on shortwave. What do you think, guys? I think it'd be kind of nice. Hi, this is Fred Volpe behind the microphone in the Sheetrock Announce booth of Great Northern Broadcast Company with your DX Audio Service, the firecracker edition of the DX Audio Service for July 1994. And we've got a lot of great material on this edition. We'd like to let you know, first of all, how to get in contact with us. You can write to us at the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. If you'd like to give us a call on the telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. That's normal business hours only. If you call after hours and the machine happens to pick it up, please leave a name and address where we can contact you for any information on the DX Audio Service. And with that, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to turn it over to the hottest firecracker because he works at WHOT Radio in Youngstown, Ohio. And he is Jerry Starr with the AM Switch. So now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Our reference number is 340, and we start with a bunch of call letter changes. On 610 WAQS, Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WRFX. 810 KKGD, Rifle, Colorado changing to KRGS. On 940 KDEO in Waiapahu, Hawaii becomes KJPN. 980 WLMX, Rossville, Georgia changing to WCVT. On 1080 KOAK, Red Oak, Iowa becomes KCSI. We have two changes on 1130. WWWW in Detroit, Michigan is going to give their announcers a break. They're changing their call to WDFN. Also on 1130, WAMG Gallatin, Tennessee becomes WYXE. On 1330, WFWC in Springville, New York becomes WSPQ. 1340, WLAV Grand Rapids, Michigan changing to WBBL. On 1400, WOAD, Jackson, Mississippi becomes WKXI. Now, that's a correction from what we gave you last month. We transposed a couple letters in the new call. It is WKXI. 1470, KBCW, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, up where they can be either Ks or Ws. They change to WLOL. 1490, KJOE, Ogden, Utah becomes KYFO. On 1510, KJLA, Independence, Missouri, changing to KCTE. 1550, KKHI, San Francisco, California, becomes KPIX. And on 1600, KLLR, in Walker, Minnesota, changing to KLLZ. One application of interest on 550, WAYR, in Orange Park, Florida. They would like to change their city of license to Doctors Inlet, Florida. And moving on to our otherness column on 580 WJBX Lubbock, Texas, this station is silent. On 630 WDGY St. Paul, Minnesota has become silent. Their antenna system has been torn down and this station's future is unknown at the moment. On 750 CJWW Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, this station has applied to move to FM 92.9. And if that application is granted, they will delete their AM facility. 790 WQSV, Ashland City, Tennessee. This on-again, off-again station at the moment is off, silent. On 830 KABN, Long Island, Alaska, this station was thought to have moved to 840. Well, it hasn't. As a matter of fact, the station has requested that its expired CP to move to 840 be reinstated. So it would appear that KABN is still licensed to 830, and that means that KSDP is still licensed to 840. Both of these stations at the moment are silent, but it looks like the change has not been made. So change your log back to show KABN on 830 and KSDP in Sandpoint on 840. And when that change does occur, if it does, we'll let you know. On 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, this news station was reported by several sources as being on the air. However, we have heard from a reporter in Winston-Salem that they were on for about 2 days of testing in late 1993 and have never returned to the air since then. At the moment, at least as of June 1994, they are not on the air. 910 WTLM, Pepperell, Alabama, this silent station is back on the air. On 1030 KEVT, brand new station in Cortero, Arizona, is on the air with a Spanish format. On 1090 WMFL, Monticello, Florida, this station has gone silent. On 1140 CFXL in Calgary, Alberta, another Canadian applying to move to the FM band, their chosen frequency, 96.5, and if that's granted, they will leave the AM facility. On 1150 WLOC, Mumfordville, Kentucky, this silent station just returned to the air a few months ago. Well, it's silent again. On 1200 CHMG, St. Albert, Alberta, has applied for 104.9 and will delete the AM facility if that's granted. On 1230 WGGG, Gainesville, Florida. Last issue, we made a mistake and said Gainesville, Georgia. Of course, this station is in Gainesville, Florida, so we're sorry for any inconvenience or confusion that may have caused. On 1230 also, WWSD in Quincy, Florida. This silent station is on the air. And WHSY, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, is silent. On 1280 KRZE, Farmington, New Mexico, another silent station that has returned to the air. On 1290 WQIN, Lycoms, Pennsylvania, this silent station is completely gone. All the equipment has been sold, and no trace remains to indicate that it ever existed, so you can probably safely delete this one from your log. On 1340 WBBL, Grand Rapids, Michigan, we mentioned the call letter change a few moments ago. It was silent under the old call of WLAV, but it is now back on the air. Also on 1340 WYCK, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this station is silent and may be so for quite some time. The lease on their tower property was not renewed. The antenna has already been taken down. The station may return to the air if it can find a new antenna site, but no timetable has been set for that. On 1360 KSRX in El Dorado, Kansas, or is it El Dorado, Kansas? I can never remember how the locals pronounce that. Anyway, the station is silent. On 1400 WULF, Alma, Georgia, is silent. 1460 KULA, Honolulu, Hawaii, is silent, pending a sale. 1490 WGMF, Watkins Glen, New York, this silent station has returned to the air. 1540 KMBY, Capitola, California, is silent once again. And on 1560 WSQR, Sycamore, Illinois, this silent station has returned to the air. And that wraps up a rather short and compact edition of AM Switch for this month. Now it's time to see if Fred can go out and crank around the big satellite dish and locate our roving reporter somewhere on the road in beautiful downtown Mid-America. Here is John Bowker.
Frequencies are like ducks. There's one frequency, and then there's another frequency, followed by another frequency, and then there's another frequency. And pretty soon what you have is a bunch of ducks from 540 kilohertz all the way up to 1600 kilohertz. Now there's only one man alive that can keep these ducks in order, and he is...
Quiet!
John Bowker with the travelog.
Thank you.
He keeps his ducks in order.
They're best lightly breaded with a wine sauce.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker, and this is the travelog. We're going to be hearing stations that we've recorded at 1160 on the dial. As we've traveled across this big, enormous, wonderful country, today we're in the state of Texas, and we've had some awfully good travel, some beautiful weather as it is today. In fact, today our microphone is outdoors in a wooded campground on the shores of Lake Whitney. And we were very sorry that we simply could not break away from our travel caravan to get down into the Austin area, where we have a couple of devoted fans and listeners and friends, I'd like to say. Dr. Moog, with whom we met a couple of years ago. And of course, Dale Hamm, who has contributed so very much to the audio service tape collection. So we'll have to put that off a couple of years, fellas, and we're off tomorrow for Albuquerque. Actually, we'll only go as far as Lubbock tomorrow. And then we're going to go all around the country, including Alaska, and that'll wind us up the middle of August in Duluth, Minnesota. And from there, we head due east, lickety-split, to Nashua, New Hampshire, so that we'll be there for the Labor Day festivities of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service in Nashua. And you'll be hearing more about that, I'm sure, as the tapes go on, but we hope to have you there. We have picked up a couple of stations at 1160 on the dial, even since we left home. One of them that disappointed us was in Mobile, Alabama. I simply couldn't get them to ID for anything. And Ernie Holt was down there a couple of years, or last year, I guess. Was that right, Ernie? A couple of years ago, maybe, in Mobile. Gee, my memory suddenly wonders. Anyway, we simply don't have the Mobile station suitably ID'd on tape, so we're going to have to go over to Mobile once again sometime, we hope. However, we do have 15 or 16 IDs for you this month, all tuned to 1160 on the dial, and they're from all over the country, mostly in the east and central portions of this beautiful land. So what do you say we get started right now on the July 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue, and we're going to start in New England up in the far, fair state of Maine.
This is the Valley Report, the latest news, weather, and sports on AM 1160 WSKW, Skowhegan, Waterville, Augusta.
We can expect periods of rain and fog tonight as lows get down to 60, with more rain for tomorrow.
Oh, boy, but you don't have tornadoes up there in Maine, do you? Not like we do here in Texas from time to time. We were caught up in a tornado warning two nights ago here in Texas. We were over in the east part of the state at that point. Let's cross the Hudson River in spades and go down just north of Albany, New York, to a station that's no longer on the air. 50,000-watt plaything of a fellow who played big band music, and my wife and I used to love to listen to this station as we drove up the Northway, north of Albany, on the way up toward Montreal and Burlington, Vermont. WMVI.
Joe Lemaire and me too, Sugar Ray, on WMVI in Mechanicville, AM 1160.
You know, in fact, I think it was Dave Schmidt who said that he visited their place and their equipment was nothing but junk. He couldn't believe the condition of the transmitting equipment out at Mechanicville. Well, let's go down into New Jersey, and we'll go. There used to be a station in Bridgewater that was actually Somerville, New Jersey, but they too went off the air, so New Jersey is now left with two stations, one in Lakewood Township. Let's listen to them.
Tomorrow's the day, my friend.
At 1160 AM Star Country, WOBM AM Lakewood.
Star Country?
Brought to you by APV Electronics, Ocean County's only full-service electronics service center. Route 88 Bridge, 840-8866.
Good afternoon. I'm Tony DeFenza.
Hi, Tony. Yeah, Star Country. The Star Radio people owned that station. They owned one up in Washington, New Jersey, too, at 1580 on the dial. Remember that one way back when? That's now off the air, too. And the other station in New Jersey is brand new at 1160 on the dial up in Oakland, up on the state line of New York. And this recording came to us courtesy of Paul Mount. Thanks, Paul.
You're listening to 1160 WVNJ Oakland. I'm Lisa Danielle Jenkins, and we're giving you the most music that matters here at WVNJ. You need to join Jeff McCall here at 8 o'clock, where he'll give you more music that matters, more gospel music, that is, until midnight tonight. Jeff McCall, the minister of music, giving you all the best in gospel music here at 1160 WVNJ. We'll be giving you more music that matters right after this message.
Okay, well, the message is for me. We're going to cross the Delaware River now and go into two stations in Pennsylvania, one in Lehighton at the east side of the state, and then out toward the middle western part, WCCS in Homer City.
We're WYNS, Lehighton, Slatington, Allentown. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel.
It is 3 o'clock, and the news is next on Stereo 1160, WCCS, Homer City.
A long-range missile landed in Kuwait today. Observers believe Iran fired the rocket. I'm Bill Polish on the Satellite News Network.
You know, at the beginning of this tape, I mentioned that we're broadcasting, if you will, from outdoors. And I don't know if you can hear the airplanes, but apparently the landing pattern for Dallas-Fort Worth Airport has changed in the last 20 minutes because we're getting nothing but airplanes over here. So bear with us, and the birds seem to be chirping, so it's just a nice day in Texas after the tornado warning we went through earlier this week out in the eastern part of the state. What can I tell you? Incidentally, that station in Homer City is 10,000 watts, so is the new one in Oakland, New Jersey. That's part of what I was saying at the beginning, where this is a quasi-clear channel frequency, because 10,000 watts, just during the days, of course, still, that can carry quite a goodly ways. Let's go south into Maryland now. Right south of, or just an outskirt of Hagerstown, Maryland, is a little town called Funkstown, Maryland.
Charles today, 733-8900 is the request line number. Give me a call and I'll play your song. We are AM 1160 WPVG, Funkstown, Maryland.
Shakeups in the Soviet Union seem to come now with the bell that tolls for each new hour. President Mikhail Gorbachev has asked the Supreme Soviet to throw out his entire cabinet of ministers.
Boy, how quickly we can forget what happened in the Soviet Union, Russia now, as time goes by. Let's go down into North Carolina, into Red Springs, as a matter of fact.
This is WIRU in Red Springs. It's time now for the Through the Bible Radio Ministry featuring Dr. Vernon McGee.
From Red Springs, we would normally go west into Tryon, North Carolina, where Don League sent us a copy of the ID from WTYN. And Don, I don't know, the tape didn't make it on the trip. Oh, I must apologize to you, my good man. But thanks very much for your effort. We have it in the logged in. It's in the computer and all that. It's on tape 9301. And I ought to even be able to tell you, yeah, it's 9301, and it's number 44 on that tape. So I bet it 9301 didn't make it on the trip. I'm sorry about that. However, if we go further west into the state of Tennessee, almost exactly the same latitude as in fact, we come to a station that's in Donelson, Tennessee. But when you listen to them, you wonder really where they're from.
From Nashville, Tennessee, with all of our best all the time, this is Radio 1160 WAMV Donaldson.
Ah, the world is full of wannabes. Well, let's go north now to one of the two crowning jewels at 1160 on the dial. This baby is in Chicago, Illinois, WJJD, and boy, have they had a varied kind of existence over the years. Let's listen to see what they're playing these days.
Bow Incorporated.
Okay.
WJJD Chicago, 1160 AM, 104 FM, an equal opportunity employer.
50,000 watts of Chicago country for all of Mid-America.
WJJD Chicago.
A broadcast service of Bow Incorporated.
That's what I thought they said at the very beginning. In fact, I got to give you one more ID because son John and I recorded this together about 1970. And we got to play this just for old time's sake.
And the next 10 minutes all brought to you by the Chicago Board of Education. So hang in there. We have some announcements for you in just a minute.
WKKP Radio Chicago.
Ah, nostalgia is wonderful. Say, while we're up in the Great Lakes area, let's go over toward Flint in the little town of Fenton, Michigan. Here, WFEN. They're off the air many years ago.
You're in a country music morning in the heart of the country. AM 1160 WFEN, Fenton, Flint. It's now 8 o'clock and time for CNN News. We have 24 degrees on the outside.
Oh, my goodness.
News. The search for victims is on again this morning in Russellville, Arkansas.
And then a few years back, they changed to WACY. And you know, they've changed twice since then. I just can't keep up with them.
This
is AM 1160, WACY, Fenton, Flint, Michigan's newest radio station.
UPI Radio News, I'm Jim Lounsbury. A break of sorts in the Greyhound bus line strike.
Okay. I tell you, these news breaks that we keep on tape are also nostalgic and wonderful. We're going to go south into the great state of Texas, not too far, about 200 miles from where I'm sitting, into San Antonio. A couple of IDs for you there, too.
KVAR, San Antonio. KVAR, La Fiera. 1160, KVAR, La Fiera, con la mejor variedad musical.
My wife and I spent about a week in the south part of Texas this year, way down at the in the valley, they call it, Harlingen, Brownsville, and McAllen, a whole bunch of cities down there. And everything is in Spanish. There's only one English-speaking station down there. And so we were kind of surprised that there was that much. Now, if you've been paying close attention to Jerry Starr, you'll know that the KBAR call sign in San Antonio was recently changed.
In the heart of Texas, we're the new Ken's 1160. Good morning. We're KENS San Antonio. It's 11 o'clock.
AP Texas News. I'm Annette Barnett.
That crackling sound you hear is from their satellite feed, I'm pretty sure. By the way, the Texas State Network, which many stations, it must be 50 or 100 stations are on that, they are on the air from 5 minutes before the hour until 10 seconds before straight up. So that if you ever catch an ID, listening for an ID, it'll be during that 10-second period when the Texas State Network news is over before they go into, say, ABC or NBC or CBS news on the hour. Well, we have just time for the real jewel. I mentioned WJJD was a jewel. This is the jewel of the Western Hemisphere at 1160 on the dial.
Currently in downtown Salt Lake City, 25 degrees. It's 5 o'clock. This is Bill Colley, KSL News.
That bell you hear is right outside the Mormon Tabernacle, and if any of you have ever been in Salt Lake City and take a tour of the Tabernacle, which, by the way, is a building, just outside you'll see the bell that KSL uses every hour for their IDs. Well, it's been a ball. This has been 1160, every station at 1160 on the dial. Next month we'll do 1170, and we're getting prepared for Nashua. Hope you are, too. Speaking of two, here is Jim Snowbarger.
Okie dokie, Mr. Bowker. Thank you, sir. And welcome all of you to another regular edition of the program we call Bandscan. It's the program that lets you look up as well as down. Our beloved AM radio band is seen from various listening points around the country. This time I want to go down to Florida and show you what Tim Hendel sent me. He went outside by day and got a real nice view of the AM band of South Florida. And I will share that with you right here on this month's Bandscan from your DXAS.
I'm going to do this Bandscan in groups. In other words, tell you two or three stations and then tune up the dial. That makes a little more sense since I don't have any kind of an audio mixer than trying to name each station. At 5:30 on the dial, we have an airport traveler's information station from the Miami International Airport, which should come in better here. But WQAM at 560 is one of the most severely splattering AM stations that I know of. I'd also be able to get, if I were a little bit out of downtown, 535, which is this new Spanish religious radio station located on the island of South Caicos. But I can't get it here because there's too much splatter. Then 560 WQAM, Sports and Talk, except when they're carrying Rush Limbaugh. 590 is WAFC in Clewiston, Florida, which is Spanish, and also on 590 is one of the transmitters of Radio Reloj, which some people call the Cuban clock station, but that transmitter is off today, so you'll hear WAFC in the clear. Then 610 WIOD, News, Sports, and Talk.
And then blow out prices.
Macy's, Plantation, and Aventura, and take home your environmental experts.
If there were less splatter from WIOD, we would be able to hear a Cuban station on 620. Then 640 WLVJ, a Christian station in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. On the same frequency is one of the major Cuban networks. I can't remember if it's Radio Rebelde or Radio Progreso. 670 WWFE, Radio Fe, Spanish station in Miami. 680, a little bit of a Cuban station. 690, a fairly strong Cuban transmitter, which seems to be off the air today. 700, sometimes we can get a little bit of JBC1 from Jamaica, but there seems to be a little too much splatter from 710 today to do that. And 710 is another Spanish language radio station, WAQI Radio Mambí.
Well, Jazzman actually was my road name when I rode with the Barons Motorcycle Club out of Salt Lake City.
For help. They suggested he had a learning disability and should be in a class for slow learners. Well, I knew he was bright. He just couldn't seem to get the hang of reading.
Del ejército Pedro Espinosa, ayudante directo del general Contreras.
Well, as you may have been able to tell, 690 was actually back on the air. A few minutes ago, it was off. 740 WSBR in Boca Raton, Florida, business talk format with a little bit of a Cuban station underneath. 760, the main frequency for the Cuban clock station, Radio Reloj. 770 WWCN in Fort Myers, Florida, and 790 WMRZ Memories in Miami.
Danilo.
Now at 11 o'clock. From ABC News.
Y transmite Radio Reloj desde La Habana. Hoy es sábado, 13 de noviembre de 1993.
...the murder of a Jewish settler in the Israeli-occupied territory and appealing for an end to acts of violence. Miriam Hirschlag reports...
...810-ZNS-3, Radio Bahamas from Freeport. 820 is a Cuban station in Havana whose slogan or name I have forgotten. 830 WRMF, religious Spanish station, also carries some sports broadcasts in Spanish in Miami.
And stay tuned for Caribbean Focus with Karen. She's here, going to come.
Jam and stew fish and boiled fish. What a combination, eh? Live junk canoe that you're hearing was recorded right here at Cicada Sounds, believe it or not, right in our studios here on Yellow Pine Street. For those of you in South Florida, you need to get a copy of this, you know, especially those of you in college.
Hoy un especial fuera de nuestro perfil musical porque incluimos grandes tubos del soul norteamericano. Es una producción.
Mucha gente está alarmada.
Well, I didn't know it was Junkanoo time, but evidently some kind of live broadcast from the Bahamas. Sorry we can't stay around a little longer for that one. 840 is the provincial network from Santa Clara in Cuba. 850 WEAT AM from West Palm Beach. 860 Radio Metropolitana from Havana. 870, a very faint network from Cuba, and 890, the same network coming in very loud, Radio Progreso. Then 900 WSWN in Belgrade, Florida.
Entre tercera y cuarta, reparto de Varganes. Preguntar por Ramón Enriquez.
¿Se vende un juego de baño compuesto por lavamanos?
75. Then for tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. Slight chance of mainly morning showers or thunderstorms. High 85.
Aquí estoy de rodillas ante ustedes. Este humilde servidor, gran machi de los mapuches, ¿Qué sabe leer en el juego de las aves?
WSWA, LA, D Rivers Station.
Nine ten, 9:20, and 9:30 are all transmitters of Radio Relo, but they don't come in very well here. 9:40, WINZ, Miami, South Florida's longest-running news and talk station.
Lead a memorial ceremony for the dead. 2,000 people with candles in hand squeeze into a narrow lane towards the scarred White House.
9:80, WWNN. In Pompano, I think it's Pompano, except for the hourly ID, they refer to themselves as WNN. Their slogan is for winners only, and their format is all motivation. 10:10 and 10:20, a couple of weak transmitters of Radio Guama, the Cuban network station in the province of Pinar del Rio. 10:40, Foxy. I think the call is WFXZ. I'm not sure. They call themselves Foxy. It's a black station. I think they're located in Pompano as well, or somewhere in that area. And 1080 WVCG, 50,000 watts from Miami. They have various ethnic formats. On Saturday mornings, they have Caribbean music.
But if you take their emblems off...
Llega a nuestros estudios Ricardo Antelini con una selección de la música de tiempos modernos.
Radical reaction, because it causes a lot of times inflammatory conditions, and in any site where there's inflammation, there is a lot of free radicals being generated.
When you move, why you move, and where you move. Better yet, we know how to make you move.
I'm sorry that I forgot to mention that 960 was Radio Enciclopedia from Cuba. The All Motivation Station was the station that at the moment was having some kind of medical thing. Okay, from 1080 we move to 1140 WQBA, La Cubanísima, or the most Cuban, as they call themselves. They obviously have a Spanish format. 1170 is WAVS in Fort Lauderdale. They divide themselves between English-speaking Caribbean programming and Haitian Creole programming. I'm not quite sure what they'll have at this moment.
1180.
See that the government uses for Radio Marti. Because of that, it is very heavily jammed, and in fact, there are two Cuban transmitters on the frequency, and you can't hear Radio Marti at all.
Gwen, where you getting all that money from?
You remember that money we invested with AB Financing and Investment?
Y una y media. Así estaremos allí con la doctora Iraida Santana, que también lo dijimos, y el doctor Sánchez Argüello. La doctora Iraida Santana.
I'll never leave.
The 1190 is a Cuban station. I've forgotten the name of the town where that station is located. 1210 WCMQ, Spanish station. Used to be a lot of music, but now it's mostly news and talk. 1230 is WJNO, a talk station in West Palm Beach, and ordinarily we wouldn't get them here, but they have a synchronous transmitter of about 300 watts, which I think is located in somewhere between Pompano and Fort Lauderdale, so that expands their coverage and they can be received a little bit here. Then 1260 WSUA Radio Suave. Guess what? Another Spanish station.
Queremos recordarles a los oyentes que el teléfono para llamar para preguntas.
Arturo y Clarita López le esperan en el restaurante Monserrate con su lado de la amistad y la buena mesa.
Hey, thank you, Tim, for that interesting tour of South Florida, which we'll continue next time. Well, it's a different world down there altogether, isn't it? You've noticed a couple of frequencies where the Cubans and the Floridians were definitely engaged in a power struggle. Whoa, sounds like Fred wants me out of here. I gotta go.
Hey, if you'd like to send a tape into the Bandscan, we'd like to hear how it sounds from your part of the country. Send them to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger. You'll find me at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
DX Audio Service, your friends on the radio.
Let's take a look at some news and notes and also the DX Change and a contest here for DX Audio Service listeners. First of all, the DX Change, the publisher of DX News Magazine, Mr. Paul Swearingen, would like to trade a Panasonic RF2200 for a Sony ICF5900W or possibly an ICF6500W or possibly another portable radio. The 2200 is in excellent condition except for a slight bend on the antenna about 4 inches from the tip. Contact Mr. Paul Swearingen, Swearingen, at 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427, or you can give him a call prepaid, please, no collect calls, area code 913-266-5707. Our good friend Mr. Frank Merrill over in Macomb, Illinois, says that he's searching for radio station and other collections of 45 RPM records, especially non-hit promo items, which are in danger of being thrown out. He says he'll pay well for them, so contact Frank Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, at Post Office Box 669, Macomb, M-A-C-O-M-B, Illinois, 61455-0664. Your editor here at the DX Audio Service is also looking for music. Actually, I'm looking just to borrow the record or the CD enough to record it onto tape and then return it promptly to you. I'm looking actually for three different types of music. First of all is novelty records. Records like that would be played on, say, the Dr. Demento show that can be aired on the radio but are very, very strange. Also, I'm looking for songs which are hits, that is, on the adult contemporary hit radio, or oldies line, where it is a foreign language version. For example, the song Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille, that was pressed both in English and also in Spanish. I'm looking for the foreign language versions of those records, especially hit records. And then finally, I'm also looking for instrumental versions of songs. Now, you might wonder what I'm talking about. Well, for example, this song right here. You might remember this song as we talk over the intro. Song by the Beach Boys called Little Surfer Girl. But what you might notice about this song is there is no vocal. That's right. Some records were pressed on the B-side with having just the instrumental versions of the song. And I'm looking for the instrumental versions of the song. And if you'd like to trade some material, what I'd like to do is just borrow it, like I said, long enough to be able to put it onto tape. And then I'll return it promptly to you. And in turn, I'll either send you some of the stuff that I've got already recorded. Or if you're into jingles, I'll send you some jingles right off the masters. Or if you're looking for like demo packages of things, some of them I have off CD masters. So I'll be glad to put those onto cassette or reel-to-reel and send them to you for letting me borrow your recordings. Now on to the West Coast. Emergency radio scanning news as it happens is just off the press from Index Publishing and author Norm Schreim. It's available for $14.95 plus $3 shipping and handling at 3368 Governor Drive, suite number 273, San Diego, California, 92122. Credit cards are accepted at area code 800-546-6707. Dr. Bruce Elving, Post Office Box 336, ESCO, ESKO, Minnesota 55733-0336, has published a new catalog featuring SCA subcarrier adapters and radios modified with SCA. He also offers the GE Super Radio 3 unmodified for $54 postpaid. Computerized listings of FM stations per state, province, and and even Mexico, and one-of-a-kind bargains. Send them a number 10 self-addressed stamped envelope and tell them that you heard about this on the DX Audio Service when you request a catalog. And by the way, he does have a catalog which is available on cassette. And I also should make mention, I went out and finally purchased a GE Super Radio 3, and that is an excellent receiver. The AM is very superb. A new member by the name of Jerry Slay is interested in knowing where WELO was in 1947. He thinks that they were located either on 1450, 1460, or 1470, somewhere in the Midwest. Send the answer to us here at the DX Audio Service, Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. And we'll mention it here on the DX Audio Service, as well as pass it on to DX News Magazine, so they know the answer to this question also. Now it's time for Name That Station. This is a interesting little contest we have on the DX Audio Service, and it goes like this. What we're going to do is give you some history on a station, which is based on the microfiche files in room number 239 at the Federal Communications Commission. And what you have to do is tell us what the station is, you know, their current call sign, the current frequency, and the current city of license. And believe me, this is a station that I think just about 75% of the audio service membership have probably heard, and the rest of the 25% know about. So it's not that hard, okay? And now what you have to do is jot that information down on a card or letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Has to be in by July 30th, 1994. And here we go. May 4th, 1922, this station was first licensed. On April 22nd, 1927, it was granted the frequency 580 kilohertz at 5 kilowatts of power. Then on June 1st of 1927, it was granted 680 kilohertz with 5 kilowatts of power. On November 11th, 1928, it was reallocated to 750 kilohertz with 5 kilowatts of power, unlimited time. Then on February 5th, 1932, it was granted 750 kilohertz, 10 kilowatts of power, unlimited time. On June 25th of 1935, it was granted a construction permit for 750 kilohertz, 50 kilowatts of power, unlimited time. On June 1st, 1936, the station applied for a CP for 500,000 watts. However, it was dismissed without prejudice on June 16th, 1942. Now, under NARBA, on March 24th of 1941, they were granted 760 kilohertz with 50 kilowatts of power. Now, several years afterwards, and this is on October 18th of 1962, they applied for a construction permit for 750 kilohertz. However, this was turned down. It was denied on November 21st, 1962. Now, what station is this? If you have any idea, jot down the call sign, the frequency, and the current city of license. Send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. First correct entry pulled out of the hat will be the initial winner. And I think what we've got for that winner is a DX Audio Service ball cap. Okay? Now, if we have more than 10 entries, we'll draw for a second prize, and the runner-up will get a free month's subscription to the DX Audio Service. So send in your entries now.
It's 7:30. Make that 6:30. Wishful thinking, I guess. Good morning, I'm Dick Hildebrand with news on 93.9 CKLW.
To take a look at the convention which is coming up, the 1994 National Radio Club Convention, going to be held September 2nd through the 5th, the Labor Day weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire. The convention is going to be held at the Ramada Hotel at Merrimack. The hotel is located at Exit 11 of the F.E. Everett Turnpike, just north of downtown Nashua. The hotel features the Sporting Club Restaurant and Lounge for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with room service available. For exercise, try the indoor swimming pool or just take a quiet walk along the trails in the Merrimack Forest. The entire hotel is handicapped accessible. A block of 50 rooms is set aside at special rates of $45 for single and double and $55 triple and quad, not including the 8% tax. Rates and rooms are guaranteed available until August the 26th. The hotel is now accepting reservations at 1-800-922-3477 or area code 603-424-6181. Be sure to mention the National Radio Club Convention for special rates. Now, a registration fee of $40 per person or $16 for children under 12, which includes the banquet, is payable in advance. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club and should be sent to the National Radio Club Convention Center, care of Bruce Conti, C-O-N-T-I, at 46 Ridgefield, R-I-D-G-E-F-I-E-L-D Drive, Nashua, N-A-S-H-U-A, New Hampshire, N-H, and the zip code is 03062-1174 before August the 26th. Please register before August 26th to ensure your seating for the banquet. Be sure to specify whether you prefer chicken or beef for the dinner. For further information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Bruce Conti at the address which I gave, and they hope to see you at the 1994 National Radio Club Convention in New Hampshire. Crazy Ken wants me to remind you that we have a few editions of the After Dark number 4, which is still available. Four cassettes on C90 format, both sides. They're only $9.50 from the Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. On site 2, we got Phil Wayne, John Bowker, of course, musings for members, and a whole lot more of information from your DX Audio Service. See you on site 2.